Hello, welcome to What I'm Looking At, the podcast about what I'm looking at. And today I'm looking at an apple. We're kicking it back to the basics today. No text, no marketing, no colors on a box, only the colors on this apple that came straight from Mother Earth and nature. Speaking of, this has almost nothing to do with this apple, but yesterday I made a batch of my own milk, and as you can probably guess, it was not cow milk. It's coconut milk, and the reason I'm telling you this is because for a long time, I was putting it off. I don't know why. I was just thinking, that sounds annoying. That sounds like it's going to be bad or not as good as what I buy at the store. It's a hassle, yada yada. But I'm telling you about it because it was actually so easy. If you have a blender, you just put coconut flakes in there and some water. I put a pinch of salt, but you can put sugar, you can put vanilla, you can put anything in there. You can put cocoa powder if you want. And then you just blend it up and then you strain it through a cheesecloth or a nut milk bag. And I just put it in a bottle and it was so easy and it's really, really good. And I'm drinking some right now in some coffee. And I guess I just wanted to say that because Peppy doesn't really care about it that much that she can express to me. Maybe she does care. Anyway, today we'll be looking at, or I'll be looking at, and you'll be listening to me looking at an apple that I actually forgot about entirely. I found it in my spare room, which I only go into to make music, and that's about it. I'm not sure why, I can't remember even why it was in there. I must have brought it in with me for a snack when I was doing some music, and then I didn't eat it, and then I forgot about it and rolled somewhere, and I found it, and I thought, wow, what a beautiful apple. And I also thought, we can all relate to this apple that's been forgotten. We've all been forgotten. We've all been cast aside before, left alone to suffer the consequences of age and time and aloneness. And that doesn't ever take away from our beauty and our worth. And this apple is the representation of that, because now I'm going to give it a lot of attention, so much so that I've turned on my lamp, because it is quite dark out there, even though it's only like 2 o'clock. I have my lamp shining its light on this apple so that I can get every single detail down for you all. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, you have my permission now to just relax, listen to me talk about this apple, imagine it in your mind, and maybe drift off to sleep, maybe just sit and be with this apple. Give it some time. Give it some attention. First, I want to thank my patrons. Yes, we are in this modern world of needing help from other people financially, and some of you have been so kind and generous to me by exchanging your money for some extra little things here and there, and boy, do I appreciate that. As an artist and a podcaster, this is how I spend my time right now, and this is, for whatever reason, the talents that I have. These are the talents that I have. And most of the time, the world doesn't pay you for these kind of talents. And so it's really, really nice to get that validation of some money to pay rent with and buy food with from people like you. So thank you to my patrons so much, and I can't wait for our patron live stream this week. If any of my patrons haven't been notified, the live stream was changed to Saturday the 28th instead of December 1st. Sorry about that. I'll be getting up really early to have a tea session with you all. So if you're interested in joining my Patreon, please go to patreon.com/EmilyCross and check it out. Try it for a month or two, or for however long that you want. I also wanted to share with you that what I'm looking at, notebooks are coming, and they are going to be a limited number of them. I'm only going to make 50. My friend Mercedes did some amazing water marbled covers for the notebooks. You can follow Mercedes on Instagram and see their work at Mercedes Rex Designs, at Mercedes Rex Designs. So beautiful, so amazing, and I'm so excited to have these covers for the notebooks. I'll give you some more information later about those because I'm still working on one aspect of them, but I know that patrons will get the first pick of them and the first look at them, so just another benefit of being a dear patron. But of course, I appreciate each and every one of you. I recognize that we can't all be financially supportive, and I really do appreciate you listening and rating this podcast and leaving comments and reviews. I see them all, I read them all, and I deeply appreciate them. I think that's all I wanted to say. That was kind of long and rambly, and I'm going to attribute that to my drinking coffee today. But I think I'm ready to relax, to sink in a little bit to this apple, which was given to me so kindly. So it's a gift apple, and I'm not sure if it's still good anymore, because it is kind of wrinkly. But let's look at it and see what's going on. This apple is 2.5 inches tall, and if it was a 3D image on a paper, like a drawing of this apple to scale, it would be about 3 inches wide. And I'm going to start at the top and go down and maybe look at the bottom as well. On the top, there is a stem, and it's brown and woody looking. It's got a little area where I can see it's been broken off of the tree branch. It looks like a fresh break that's turned a little brown. The stem just looks like a little twig, a little piece of the tree. And then coming out from the stem, or not coming out from the stem, but radiating out from the base of the stem, is kind of a tan color that is radiating out into the rest of the apple colors. The tan is obviously also the apple color, but it's kind of got this different texture. It's kind of got a more hardened texture, a more stemmy texture, kind of like a scar on skin. But as I said, it's radiating out kind of like a sunburst, and it's bleeding into these different colors of the apple. And those colors are primarily bright red, yellow, orange, and they're not in any sort of order. There's also a fair amount of, quote, imperfections to this apple. So spots, like sunspots. And those spots are also varied in color, but they're mostly green on the outside, and then black, kind of black, a dark brown in the center. So I'm looking at one particular section of the apple now. I've chosen a spot that has a lot of spots and varied texture and color. There are streaks of this dark red color. It's not, it's kind of a bricky red, but not as brown as a brick red. It is pretty much a true red, and I would say the predominant color in this section is more of a orangey. The overall effect is orangey, but it is red. It's orangey red. It's like the background is lighter, and then the red is kind of streaked and speckled over the orange background and peppered throughout this section are some dots. There's different dots going on. We have dots which are, it looks like they're upraised, and they're the same kind of texture as the more scarred texture from around the stem. And they're just spots. I don't know what they're about, but they are kind of whitish brown, and they're just randomly, it seems, dotted throughout on the whole apple. It's kind of like how an orange has those little dots and pits, but instead they're on this apple and they're kind of whitish brown. The spots I see on this section, there are not the dots, but the spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I see 13 just where I'm looking. And some of them are bigger than others. One of these is pretty big. It's maybe a millimeter big. And it's brown, and it does look kind of woody. It's maybe how the other dots, spots, will get as they get bigger. It's like a brown pit, and around is green, like a true grass green. The other dots are either just brown or yellow with a little brown in the center, or green with a little brown dot in the center. And none of them are perfectly round. They're kind of like moles on a human body. They're just there. And wherever they want to be growing. And different shapes and sizes and colors. Now, on the skin of this apple, because it's been left to start decaying in my spare room, it's kind of been dehydrating naturally, getting wrinkled and spotted and softer. It's not a firm looking apple any longer. It's got wrinkles on its surface and also scar lines. It looks like rivers running through a very zoomed out aerial shot of an alien landscape, which is red. And some spots of the scarring are kind of patches. You've got rivers, and then you've got patches of scarring where you can see it's different texture. It's more matte, it's not shiny. And I'm gonna look at the bottom. I'm just turning the apple onto so I can see its bottom. And it's got some ridges here, 5 ridges, and also the anti-stem on the bottom. It's where there's also some kind of brown, barky material. Material is not the right word, but it's a brown, barky texture that is dark brown, a burnt umber, and it's in the center of these 5 ridges. It's kind of like in a star shape, and each of these ridges is roughly the same height and width. It's pretty symmetrical. I'm seeing now that one side of the apple is a lot more red than the other. One side of this apple is kind of yellowy green, and one side of this apple is much more red with a fade into yellowy orangey green. And then over top, the scarring of the brown, tan, and the spots of brown, the sunspots, the freckles, the moles, and the little dots all over. That's this apple. It smells very good, delightful smell, smelling apple. It smells like a flower almost. Do you ever smell an apple and you think, that smells like a flower? If someone handed me a flower and I smelled it and it smelled like this, I wouldn't be surprised. It smells a little bit like a rose. It's so fragrant. So nice. I hope that's what I smell like. I hope that I smell like this dried up, old, abandoned apple. Well, I think that's it for today, everybody. Might have been a somewhat short episode. But sometimes we need some short episodes in here. And I do hope you enjoyed this apple as I have enjoyed it. Maybe I will still cut into it and see if I can eat it. I did have a bunch of apples, which I made into some applesauce with orange and lemon peel. And that was very good, so maybe it will be okay for that. Or maybe I'll just leave it to decompose naturally. But some would say that's a waste of food, and that would be correct. I hope you're all doing well. I'm sending you a hug from England. And again, I appreciate you being here with me for what I'm looking at. Until next time, bye.